Hi, and welcome back to The Conversation, Season 2. I'm your host, Gina Simeone. The Conversation is a podcast for and about women in business. Every day, there are more women rising the corporate ladder to a C-suite or VP status position, as well as branching out and starting their own companies and making a huge difference in the industry. This podcast is sponsored by Single Throw Marketing, a Google Premier Partner digital agency. If you're trying to stay one step ahead of your competitors, check us out at singlethrow.com. Good marketing gets you found. Great marketing gets you chosen. Today, we have the pleasure of talking to Julie Charlestein, who is the CEO and president of Premier Dental Products. Premier Dental is a global development and manufacturing business innovating new solutions to meet the ever-evolving needs of dentistry. So if you're in the dentistry industry, you know Premier Dental, and you probably know Julie Charlestein, for she was just named one of the top 25 most influential women in dentistry. We are so excited to have Julie on our show today. She's going to talk to us about her road to becoming CEO of a fourth-generation family-owned business who has never had a woman at the top before. She's going to talk to us about Premier Dental, along with her latest innovation called the Izzo. Welcome, Julie. We are so happy to have you on the show today.
Hey, Gina. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited for our chat.
Yes, me too. So you are in Philadelphia, correct?
Yes, our offices are in the suburbs of Philadelphia, an area called Plymouth Meeting. It's like 25 minutes out of the city.
Great, great. So as I mentioned in my intro, Julie was voted one of the top 25 most influential women in dentistry. So Julie, tell me a little bit about Premier Dental and how you became to be such an influential person in it.
Right. I'm very important, Gina. Let's
establish that
from the outset.
I mean, I Google you and there's like 400 articles that come up and I'm like, what's this lady? What the heck?
PR is a
really big deal.
So Premier is inspired solutions for daily dentistry. So what that means is that we design, develop, and manufacture innovative consumables for the oral health professional around the world. So things that your dentists and hygienists have used in your mouth to improve your oral health and give you a great, great smile.
Oh, so you guys created a lot of those things.
Correct. So we like to say, you know, most people have never heard of us, but we've probably been in your mouth.
Wow. Well, that's quite the tagline.
Fire solutions for daily dentistry is definitely sexier.
Yes. And your oral health. Here we go. So tell me a little bit about the company. So it's fourth generation, family owned, and you are the first woman to step into the role as CEO.
This is true. It was started next year. We will be 110 years old. It was started in 1913 by my great grandfather, Julius, which is why my name is Julie. And so, yes, I'm the fourth generation, my great grandfather, my father, and now me.
Gotcha. So how did the family react when you said you were going to step into this role, or how did that happen? Were you appointed, or did you just take the bull by the horns?
There are very interesting dynamics in family businesses. And one thing that I really appreciate about my family is that there was never an assumption that anyone was going to go into the business. So okay. I never intended on doing so. So I worked outside the business. And then I was in a marketing role in the telecom industry. And my father called me and, you know, started asking what I was looking to do, what my intentions were, where my goals were. And so then I started doing research about the dental industry and about our business and about family business. And then after I'd done that, I decided to come into the business. I came in as a product manager, and that was 20 years ago. So I came in as a product manager and then worked my way up through various roles. Then I did business development. Then I became president, and about 6-7 years ago or so, I became CEO.
Wow. So how are you liking it so far?
I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. You know, it's a very privileged and blessed position to be in. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of really interesting, interactive, innovative things that can be done in our business, in this industry. And I'm very passionate about it.
So in one of the like 452 articles I read about you that I found online, you were
You missed a lot, Gina. Only
I
452.
I know I should really step up my game a little bit here.
Your research team really needs to,
And my research team consisting of me, myself, and
shut it up. Well, stop watching Netflix.
I know, right? What are you watching, by the way? We'll get to that.
I've been like, I am the queen of, I need escapist stuff. So my go-to is the Real Housewives of any and every city.
Okay.
And then along with that, on Netflix, totally escapist for me, I'm going to sound like a total loser, but I cannot get enough of it, is the Great British Bake Off. Because I cannot cook, I cannot bake. So I find it like so far removed from anything that is within my realm that it's very relaxing.
Oh, that's nice. See, I find relaxing crime and murders.
Yeah, well, I do like all that stuff. Like, I'm really excited for Peaky Blinders to come out,
Yeah.
in the next bout. But what crime stuff? Like SVU kind of stuff?
No, I mean, I love Ozark is really good.
I liked the
Any
first season. I didn't get into the second one
Oh,
or
you gotta
third,
keep
if there was a
watching.
third.
You gotta
Yeah, I
keep
gotta go
watching.
for
Yeah,
it.
it
Okay.
gets a lot better. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to segue off. So, back on the research trail. So, at Premier Dental, you guys make a lot of new technology, a lot of innovative tools. Tell me about the most recent one that you launched. I think it was only 2 months ago, called the Izzo. What is that?
Yes. Izzo is the first and only 4-in-1 at-home oral care system designed to elevate your at-home oral care routine, and deliver a healthy confidence. What does that mean? It means it's amazing and you need to get one. What else does it mean? Okay.
Oh my God, I love you. I'm sure you've done this a lot, clearly. You have a commercial already done. Okay, sorry, continue. So what does it do? Tell me.
So we, looked and recognized, as you said before, we have been developing products for dentists for over a century. And we have all of this amazing expertise in what the dentist needs and what delivering good oral care means. How can we take that experience and deliver it to the end user? Obviously, the best is always to go to the dentist, but how can we leverage this knowledge, this understanding, our level of technology into providing a product for people at home, what we say for the 360 days a year you're not at the dentist? So we set out to design something super cool, super sleek, and of course, super effective, to help you to elevate your oral care at home. So it's a full system that does brush, polish, scale, and sanitize. So this is not just a
Wow.
toothbrush. The base is a toothbrush, which, by the way, has the fastest oscillating bristles of any other toothbrush on the market. It
Oh.
also has, you know how you can take off the toothbrush head?
Yeah.
Well, you can put on a polishing cup. So when you go to the dentist, the hygienist polishes your teeth with this special, it's called a Profi paste and a Profi cup. So we
Okay.
designed this brush to have a regular toothbrush head and an Izzo and a polishing head, which is essentially what you get when you're at the hygienist. And we developed and designed enamel polishing paste, which is what you would get at the dentist, but we made it safe and efficacious for at home. So you can brush your
Okay.
teeth, you can polish your teeth. Also, when you go to the dentist, they scale your teeth. So we design and develop instrumentation. So we took one of our instruments, redesigned it, used different material to make it more malleable, less sharp, so that you could use it safely at home.
Okay.
So brush, polish, scale, and sanitize. The fourth element, which is super, super cool, is a little sanitizing case. You pop it on the top of your toothbrush or the sanitizer or the polisher, and after 3 minutes, it kills 99.9% of all germs and viruses on that brush. And you can do
Wow.
all of this at home, and it just gives you that fresh from the dentist feeling, elevates your oral care again for those days that you're not at the dentist. You should check it out in
Wow.
your research, Gina.
Yes,
Izzo
yes.
Smile, izzosmile.com.
Izzo smile. Does it straighten your teeth too?
It does not.
That's Well, no, it sounds really great.
And the other great thing, it's a subscription service, so you don't have to worry about changing the heads, the toothbrush, the polishing head, or the paste, because you're supposed to change your toothbrush head, which people don't realize. So this way it's a subscription and you don't have to worry about it. Set it and
forget
it.
How often are you supposed to change your toothbrush?
You should do it about every 2 to 3 months.
Okay. All right. I do that.
Okay, good.
I've had the same toothbrush since 1982.
You're due.
Okay. I'll upgrade. So I might have to give it a whirl.
You should get one and let me know what you think. We've had really, really great responses. Again, because it elevates what you're doing. This is not just a toothbrush, and no one else has this. No one else can do it. Patent pending. And again, it's coming from a source that develops products for dentists. So we have that level of authority and expertise to bring it to you at home.
Gotcha.
In a very cool.
You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing.
We know what we're doing.
So when you launch a new product or you start a new venture, there's a lot, obviously, of planning and things of that nature that has to go into it. But one of the most important things that I would like to talk about is marketing of this product. So what did you do to market this product through your branding, social media, digital? How did you get it off the ground?
So yes, there is a lot of work. even before you do any of that, there's a lot of research that has to go into it. Is this a viable product? Are there elements of the product that are more viable than others? That needs to be established first. Then the other thing is, we are a dental company. So everything that we do has to be founded in science and the assurance that we are delivering good, solid, efficacious products to the consumer. So there's the whole science bent. And then you need to ascertain what messages of the science resonate with who. And then you need to develop different personas and then different geographies.
Man, I'm exhausted already.
What?
I'm exhausted already.
And then different messaging for each of those groups. And then again, all of the cool, fun, sexy parts that we know, like, what does it look like, you know, from a messaging standpoint? What is that overall brand look and feel going to be? And then all of that coalesces around the main messaging for the different types of customers in the different markets.
Very interesting. So then once you had it established, you decided what it's going to be, you know, you got all the science back of it. Then you launched your new website, or you had to plan, obviously, and design the website, which took a few months, I imagine.
Yes, at least.
I know when we do websites, we're like, okay, that'll be 4 months. And they look at us like, what? I'm like, yeah.
Right. Well, it's also for Premier a totally different business because it's not just establishing a new website. And for those of your listeners that, you know, have work in business or own businesses, you know, this was a completely different operation. So we sell as Premier products that go to dentists. We do not sell products to consumers. Okay. So as you might imagine, it is a completely different operation. So it's all e-commerce. It's all data driven. It's all direct to consumer that's being done, again, digitally. So it's not just a whole new website platform. It's really an entirely different business operationally.
Wow. In your journeys and in your travels, you've been doing a lot of podcasts, you do a lot of interviews, you're really out there in the community, and you've been really successful. What would you say are some of your secrets to your success? Like, how do you manage being CEO of Premier Dental, building out the Izzo and doing all of these things on the side? I know you have a team, but how do you do it all?
The biggest thing that you said is there's, you know, a team. Irrespective of what you're doing, there always are people behind you that are championing and developing and helping to create this success. I think part of what you spoke about before, you know, when I came into the business, it was very important to me to establish myself as someone credible within the industry. So really for the past 20 years, I have been doing that. You know, when they talk about networking and everything like that, that's a big part of what I've done and what I continue to do. And as you have those levels of relationships, it allows you to do more and more things. You know, that's really what I've done and continue to do is cultivate these relationships, constantly learn, and, you know, assert myself where appropriate.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of balls in the air and you have to learn how to balance them all.
You know, that work-life balance, I think that's a total crock of shit. So you just have to, like, you know, you got to figure it out. You cannot do everything at once. Oh my God, I curse a lot. I forgot.
No, it's totally fine.
not in anger, just for emphasis.
Right, right.
There does come a time in the realization where, look, you cannot do everything all at once. Can you do everything? Yes, you cannot do it all at once. So one day I'm going to be like amazing at Izzo. One day I'm going to be amazing at Premiere. One day I'm going to be an amazing mother. But it's really tough to do all three of those things at once.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can do it all. But yeah, it's very hard to try to figure it out and do your work. They say, like, if you're, you know, you're going to fail at something if you're going to be the best at something else. So I think that's a great way to put
it. That's true.
Just take turns. You know, Monday you're going to be the Izzo queen. Tuesday you're Premiere. Right. Wednesday you're the mom of the year. I love it. Wow. So tell me about oral health. You know, a lot of times I talk to people and they're like, oh, I haven't been to the dentist in years. Or, oh, I brush my teeth every day. So
well, you can't be friends with them anymore.
Okay. All right. Immediately I will end my relationships with them.
Well, oral health is the gateway to your overall health. It is inextricably linked. And what's happening in your mouth is very, very important with what's going on in the rest of your body. Okay. So that, you know, from a fundamental and clinical, well, I'm not a clinician, from a fundamental standpoint, that is the most important. When I'm at Premiere and talking to people, you know, sometimes it's funny, like, oh, well, we're a dental developer, manufacturer. And I said, you know, really, when you think of, we need to think of the whole picture, and we are developing and bringing good health to people. This is a healthcare company that is really helping people to live better lives. I mean, don't forget, if you have a toothache, you know, there's so many things that can be affected by your oral health, aside from the much larger things that there's connection with heart disease, which is huge, connection with diabetes, which is huge, you know, inflammation in your body, you can see that in your mouth, and it can be very problematic. But things that you might not even think about, you know, if you have a toothache, that affects you. You know, you can't eat as well. And by the way, you know, let's not forget everything that's going on now with Zoom, and aesthetically, you want to look good, and your smile is the first thing that people see. And there are studies after studies after studies that show how important a great smile is. And that smile is not, you know, is not enamel deep, as they say, you know, beauty is not skin deep. There's a lot more to having a beautiful smile than having white teeth. And all of these things come from good oral health, going to the dentist, and from engaging in that all of the time with products like Izzo that make it fun, easy, and cool for you to take care of yourself and bring you that healthy confidence and that aesthetic result that you're looking for.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, I feel like when everybody was wearing masks, it was an excuse to just kind of hide that.
To be gross? No, Gina. Yeah. No, not an excuse.
I never did anything like that, and I never would. But it also, I think it also kind of drew attention to people noticing, like, their breath, you know, like, and that's a whole other thing is, like, you know, bad breath is a big thing. And most times you don't know if you have it because you're not smelling it. And then when you have a mask on, like, okay.
Right. There are lots of things that are important about taking care of your teeth and your mouth.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Tell me about your experiences with how important a smile is in life.
You know, you always want to be engaging and usually approachable. and there's something, you know, about a smile that communicates that. And we've seen, you know, look at all those makeover shows when people that have teeth that are not the way they want them to look, that greatly affects their self-confidence. It affects their ability to work. It affects their ability to get jobs. It affects their ability to maintain their relationships. So, you know, the privilege and really the ease to have a healthy, wonderful, beautiful, fun smile is very attainable. Yeah. And it should guide you in lots of things in life. Look, when you feel good about yourself, you feel good. When you look good, you feel good. Right. But again, it's not just enamel deep. It's not just the aesthetics. When you are healthy, it gives you confidence.
Yeah.
And you know, your smile is no different.
Well, you have a great smile.
Thank you.
Okay, so now if we're talking to the younger generation, just in general, if there's any advice that you would give them.
I mean, it might be outdated, but you got to work.
Yeah. I don't think that's the motto anymore, to be honest with you.
Well, that's why I'm saying it might be outdated. Like, you got to work. It's going to be hard and you got to work. And that's it. Personally or professionally, that's it. Sit your ass down, study, do the work, write stuff out, work. That's it. That's how you become successful.
No, that's good advice. You gotta work. You gotta do it. So thanks, Julie. This was so fun and exciting. I want to give our listeners the opportunity to experience this new innovative technology with the Izzo. Can you tell us where they can find it?
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. And thank you so much. This was a lot of fun, Gina. They can go to izzosmile.com, which is izzosmile.com.
So they can just buy it right there and you'll ship it right there.
Let's get moving. Everybody get online. You're already late.
Everybody go. You got to work on your smile. You got to get those pearly whites showing and shiny. You can get them polished. So get to izzosmile.com. And get your new latest and greatest technology in dental care. Thanks again, Julie. This was really great. And we are looking forward to seeing more exciting things coming from Premier Dental.
Thank you.
This podcast is sponsored by Single Throw Marketing, a Google Premier Partner digital agency. Good marketing gets you found. Great marketing gets you chosen. Check us out at singlethrow.com. Thanks for listening to season 2 of The Conversation. You can find us anywhere podcasts are found, Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, and more. Or look us up at Conversation, conversation.com. If you or someone you know is a badass woman looking to be on our show, shoot us an email at talk@conversation.com.